seems that numerous women, when they make the bracha of Birchas HaTfilah, so what they do is they cover over their shadayim, that at the time of the bracha, they shouldn't be seeing them. They should be covered over at the time of the bracha. The shayla is that the right hanhoga or not? So we saw that there's a machlekes as to when one should make the brachas atfilah. The Torah brings down two shitas, whether or not the bracha should be made over la'asiyasa, or the bracha should be made after the tefillah. The same way that by tefillah is ger, it's not shayach to make the bracha beforehand, because he's not roi, balkeri, yukadema. Therefore, they said that all tefillahs should be done, the bracha for all tefillahs should be done after the tefillah, and not before the tefillah. La'alach la'maisa, it seems that there's a machlekes between the mechaber and the rabbah. The Mechaber says that the minig is that they make the bracha while they're dressed in a robe before they go to the tefillah. B'diavad, if she didn't and she already went into the water, then she should cover herself over with the water. The Ramah says that that is the minig, l'maisa. We wait, they cover themselves over with the water. He actually says that after the tefillah, the minig is that after the tefillah, you make a bracha, cover yourself over with the water, and make the bracha. Now, maybe that was the minig in the times of the Rambam, like the Drisha says. However, that's not the minig nowadays. And what is the minig nowadays is generally, actually, like the Berhitev says, brings down from the Shalom, is that we do two tefillahs. And actually, most women do at least three tefillahs. As a matter of fact, I don't know anybody that does less than three tefillahs. But they go down once, and then they make the bracha, and they go down another time, and that way you're b'mekayim also over la'asiyasa, and also afterwards, it's after the first tefillah and before the second tefillah. L'chari already ate with the first tefillah, achrayim already ask. Dagum Ravavo. But that is the meaning of the oilam. Now, those that do make the bracha while they're inside of the water, what is the proper way of making the bracha in between the first tefillah and the second tefillah? That we saw, there's the Drisha, the Bach, the Shach, and the Taz. The Drisha understood that there's a problem of Gilui Erva. And that problem of Gilui Erva, which most Paiskim say, Lo Yerva Chalim Dover, that's a problem. You're not going to make a bracha with Gilui Erva. He understood that that's not just when you're standing outside of the water, you're standing without any clothing on, you're not allowed to make a bracha. It also applies when you're standing in water, if it's clear water, that's also considered Gilui Erva, and one would not be allowed to make a bracha. The Bach disagrees, and he says there is no such problem of Gilui Erva. There is the problem of Libera Issa Erva. And Libera Issa Erva, even by woman, there is an issue of Libera Issa Erva, not like Archas Chaim, and therefore one has to separate between the Leiv and the Erva, even by the woman. The Shach and the Taz, they're Chorlik on the Bach, and they say that there certainly is, they go like the Drisha, that there certainly is a problem of Gilui Erva. However, they hold that when you're covered over with water, even if the water is clear and you can see through, so long as you're not looking into the water, it's not a problem. You're looking out of the water so you don't see it. And not only that, you're covered over. There's no Gilui Erva be'etzem because your body's covered over, even though it's covered over with something which is clear. Therefore, there's no problem. Now, with regard to Libra Reis Erva, they both seem to say that Meikra Adin and Chanami, it's not a problem. Libra Reis Erva, we go like to Archas Chaim, that by a woman there is no Libra Reis Erva. However, the Taz says, Meiris Toiv, and this is, it seems like the Shach was also, that we tried to take care of both problems also. In other words, not just that it should be the Erva should be Mechuse, also that there shouldn't be no problem of Libra Reis Erva. Therefore, as long as you're in the water, the erva is mechusa. As libere is the erva, there's two ways to get around it. There's either one way, and this is really what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in Siman Ayin Hey, is if her leiv is above the water and her erva is in the water, then they're in two different reshuyas. It's kibbutz as if there's a heftik between them. That would be one way to get rid of the problem. The Taz says that's not the best way because it's better to be as covered over as much as possible at the time of the bracha. So it's better that more of her body should be inside of the water. Therefore, the best thing to do is to separate in between your leiv and the erva, which would mean, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, it's possible to do it with your hands. Press your hands against your body to separate. It's better not that the palms of the hands, says the Shevet HaLevi, shouldn't touch your body. That way, it's you know, no shayla of being noyeh and a mokim mechuse at the time of the bracha. Even though you're under the tefillah, under the mikvah, which is lechera, your hands are being washed at that time and it's clean. Nevertheless, the Chatzchili says that's the best thing to do is to put your arms across your stomach. A woman to put her arms across her stomach to separate without her palms touching her body. Kumtois that in a chanami lecher to cover over the shadayim, there is no reason to. We don't find really that they're considered a makom erva anything more than the rest of her body. And by just covering the over, it's more important to separate between the lave and the erva than certainly to cover over the shadayim. And even though b'di'evet certainly it seems that we would not be ma'akiv even if you didn't, however lechatchila miyos toiv says the Taz, and that's how the Shas seems to go also, one should be choishish for libay rayas erva and separate in between the heart and the erva b'shas the bracha. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, hadrun aloch, chazorah of hilchas nida, kol hakavod to every person in the Chabura, who chazered, me'as cholav ad soif, and even those that didn't make it, kol hakavod.